Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host and bestest good friend talking about pets in the studio, Rick Pruse. Welcome back, Rick.
Hey, big friend Lee. How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, doing great. Thank you. Glad to have you in here because we're going to talk about a topic that I know you find to be just as fascinating as I do. Yeah. It has to do with Bengal cats.
I am so glad we are doing this show because I have probably lived under as many mistruths and misunderstandings of this breed as anybody out there listening. So I'm excited to have this particular show go on because just doing the research on it, I can tell you that I misunderstood this breed a lot.
Well, and I'm happy to do it because as a guy who takes absolutely no bones in saying I'm a dog guy, I've never known a cat that acts like a dog. But from everything I've seen, We finally have got that. And that's actually one of the dilemmas that this breed has is that when someone gets a cat, they assume a certain set of characteristics.
Sure.
And lo and behold, this cat acts completely different than most cat breeds typically do.
Yeah, you know, independence and cats typically run hand in hand, and it's kind of like I have a cat. I enjoy my cat because I get to feed him, and I interact with him every so often when I'm sitting on the couch and he comes around to me. But otherwise, he's pretty much an aloof character that tends to do what he wants to do. You know the old adage with cats, but this is a whole different situation, and this is where, you know, dog owners might want to perk up their ears and decide whether this might be a cat that might interest them. And when you deal with interactive cats like this, they're smart. And when they're smart, you know, it's not that the others aren't smart. It's just that they're smarter than you ever expect, and they're very energetic, and they want to know what's going on.
Well, and the other thing, too, that goes with it is that while you say dog owners might be interested, for people who are looking to adopt or buy a cat, you also have to be careful because just in talking in advance of today's show, we're going to talk with a rescue organization. And in talking with them, just yesterday, they came into 12 cats that need to find permanent homes. They've got foster homes for them, but they need to find owners, but it has to be the right owner,
someone
who's willing to invest time and energy into these cats as opposed to expecting them to just sit on the couch and entertain themselves.
And one of the things I think this show can do is it drums up the same message every time. It excludes as many people from buying a particular animal that they may have thought as it does opens up the door to people that never thought about a particular animal. And in this case, if there's somebody out there that actually wants this engaged, interactive, you know, involved owner type pet, this is something you might want to consider. And you never know. I mean, you might have somebody out there that's not allergic to cats, but is allergic to dogs.
Right.
And
well, and it's going to be a fascinating conversation because in addition to the rescue group, we're also going to talk with the breeder of these cats who's going to explain the history of them. And we're going to talk with a cat veterinarian who's going to talk a little bit about how to maintain the health of these animals. So, and that's the conversation we're going to have today right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.